at around 5-1 this lunchtime. You'll have probably felt it. Guernsey was shaken by an earthquake. The Jersey Met Office says it's the biggest in up to 100 years. Early reports suggest that the epicentre was around 40 kilometres south of St Peterport on a magnitude of 4.6, perhaps going up to 4.9. We all felt it here at BBC Radio Guernsey, and lots of people came out of their homes and offices afterwards.
We thought maybe a big lorry had come through and hit the arch. So we came out of the building to see that some other people had come out of the house next door. And I just found my wife, who's way back in St Sampson's, and she said she was just about to adopt the brace position with the kids. But so it's obviously some sort of earthquake or tremor.
Well, there was a little rumble, and we looked at each other and wondered what it was. And then there was quite a big rumble, which was quite alarming. And so we ran out of the office because we weren't sure if maybe a lorry had hit the office building or something like that.
I was just standing up looking out to sea because there were some boats coming in with some friends and we didn't feel anything at all.
Well, Dr. Roger Norwich is a local geologist. He's based in Sark, and we spoke to him immediately after the quake and he gave us his reaction.
Well, there's very little to tell. It happened about 5-1. It was felt in Sark strongly. There were two quite strong tremors. I would guess they were somewhere around the 3-4 on the scale, which is quite similar to a number of tremors which are felt in the area of the English Channel. These occurrences are not particularly uncommon, but certainly I've never felt anything like this in Sark, nor over in Guernsey or Jersey.
So just how unusual is something like this for the Channel Islands area?
Well, I think that, we might have quite a few very small quakes which we wouldn't really notice in the course of our day-to-day activities, particularly in busy areas like St Peterport, where there's a lot of traffic and you may get Richter scale tremors around 1 or 2, which probably wouldn't be noticed by people. But these rather larger events as this afternoon are probably somewhat less common and maybe noticed only every few years.
Well, we spoke to Tony Pallow from the Met Office, who confirmed the size of the quake.
As far as the Channel Islands is concerned, is a large earthquake, certainly something that hasn't been experienced in the islands for probably in the region of 70 to 100 years. I think the last big one was somewhere around about magnitude 3.8 in the early 1930s.
So this, by the sounds of it, rather outstrips that previous one. So one of the biggest in a long, long time.
It does. And in terms of the way the magnitude scale works, that's probably about 10 times the energy in this one than there was in 1930.